Hi, it's Didier de Vries from the Netherlands. You're listening to the Quicklink podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Quicklink podcast on Monday the 26th of December. It's Boxing Day. We hope you're all well and had a lovely, enjoyable Christmas Day yesterday if you celebrate it. Today's main act is the Cyclocross UCI World Cup round in Gavara, making its debut at the top tier of cross series racing. First though, happy birthday today to Team Pursuit and former under 23 time trial world champion and winner of this year's Bretagne Ladies Tour, it's Vittoria Guazzini, who races for Francis de Jure Suez. It is the season to be jolly and also to announce 2023 series dates, and the UCI have dumped two more emails everyone's way in the last couple of days. There's a 10-round BMX Racing World Cup, which begins in Sakara in Turkey at the beginning of June, and that wraps up after trips to Papendal in the Netherlands and Sarrians in France, with four rounds in Santiago del Estero in Argentina to end. Staying off-road, the UCI Gravel World Series dates are out as well. There's 17 rounds in total. The calendar runs from April the 23rd in Berger in Spain through to Victoria in Australia on October the 28th, a round that will act as the qualifier for World Championships in 2024, with the top 25% in each category qualifying. There are some clashes on the calendar, so no one's going to be able to do all 17 rounds. The 29th of April sees a round in South Africa, with Valkenburg hosting the following day in the Netherlands. And there are rounds on the same day in mid-March taking place in Germany and Australia. The UK gets a round, that's round 7, being held in Dumfries and Galloway on May the 20th. Right, to today's action then, as UCI Cyclocross World Cup headed to Gavre, taking the Boxing Day slot held for so long by Houston Zolder, which has dropped off the World Cup calendar, but it forms part of the Super Prestige series now, and it's held tomorrow. We're 10 rounds of the World Cup in, with 5 elite men, that's Ellie Isabeet, Lauren Swake, Michael van Torenhout, Matthew van der Poel and Wout van Aert, all tasting success so far. On the elite women's front, Femme van Empel has won 6 of the 10 rounds so far, with Puck Peters having a hat-trick of wins and Shirin van Anroy taking the other. There was a junior men's support race today, but like the under-23s, their series doesn't officially resume until Zonhoven on January the 8th, which will be the next time for them to grab some points. The likes of Thibaut Nace and Cam Mason are riding up in the elites. Sepp van den Boer won that junior men's race from a front group of three ahead of Canadian Ian Eckhart and Victor Vandenberger to take his second win of the season. To the elite women's race then, and Puck Peters of Alpecin de Koenig got the best start, attacking from the off. However, Shirin van Anroy of Baloise Trek Lions, she shut the move down over the first half of the opening lap and ended it some 10 seconds clear on her own. Peters got back in touch but was bogged down in the very heavy mud and lost contact. The race leader's teammate Lucinda Brand was in fine form once more as she staked her claim to a podium finish, with Katia Blankovas and Zoe Buxted also showing themselves towards the front of the race. But it was Brand who was the best of the rest behind van Anroy, looking particularly good on the big climbs. Eventually, 20-year-old Shirin van Anroy came home 37 seconds ahead of her teammate Lucinda Brand, with Puck Peters too strong for Zoe Buxted on the money climbs to grab third, with the British teenager an impressive fourth. It was fifth for Vass, sixth for Honsinger, worst in seventh, back at eighth. Ninth was Van Alphen, and tenth, Van der Heijden. In the elite men's race, the so-called Big Three lined up together for just the third time this season, after meeting in Antwerp originally, where Matthew van der Poel took it from Wout van Aert, as Tom Pidcock came home eighth. And then it was Van Aert from van der Poel and Pidcock on the podium in Mol just this last Friday. Van der Poel looked to dominate from the flag drop, and he hit the front early on, joined by Pidcock and Lauren Swake, the series leader, before Van Aert got across to keep it as three at the front, as Swake started to drop back. Van der Poel was forced to pit for a puncture at the start of lap two, but he lost little time and was able to hold on to second behind Pidcock. The world champion then elected to ride the big climb, while Van Aert and Van der Poel opted to dismount and run it, and that proved the Brit's undoing, as he was caught and passed, with Van der Poel opening the taps and pulling out ahead of both him and Van Aert. Those two behind Van der Poel came back together, with Michael van Torenhout chasing them down, ahead of Van Aert making some technical errors during the second half of the race. Pidcock now starting to edge away from the Belgian, but he couldn't fully close in on Van der Poel. Van Aert got back across to Pidcock, and then powered off in pursuit of his biggest rival, but the Alpecin de Koenig man was too strong, and he held on to a gap just shy of 30 seconds, come the chequered flag. Van Aert was the same distance ahead of Pidcock, about 30 seconds between them. Van Torenhout on his own in fourth. It was fifth for Van der Haar, Swake in sixth. T. Thibaut Nason 7th, Van der Bosch 8th, Cameron Mason an impressive 9th, and Kuiper's in 10th. After the day's muddy final, Lawrence Thwaite continues to lead the World Cup. He's on 308 points. Van Turnhout is 2nd on 287. Then Elie Isebeet, after his early season dominance, he's on 249. Van Empel leads the women's standings on 330 points. That's 40 clear of Peters, who's on 290, with Van Anroy, a distant third, on 199. There's plenty more cross coming up with Houston Zolder Super Prestige tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Tuesday, the 27th. Super Prestige continues in Dirham on the 28th, that's Wednesday. We have a day off on Thursday. Exact cross goes to Azincross on Friday, the 30th. And then it's Grand Prix Sven Nys in Bâle in the X2O Trophy on New Year's Day. We'll be back tomorrow and every day with the Daily's News. And we've still got some more Christmas chats coming up. Bye for now. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.